Sports commentator Frank DeFord has been looking for lessons to be gleaned when athletes and their teams suffer high-profile defeats. He's not finding many.
Recently, we seem to have had some especially spectacular and even tragic defeats. But, of course, in sport, we don't devote much extended contemplation to those who lose, unless, of course, they then come back and win. This leads to the bromide, which has been repeated so often that it is now accepted as a verity that you learn more from losing than winning. I suspect that the axiom has purchased so much currency because when some individual does indeed ascend to victory after defeat, it's fashionable to attribute that success to the character born of his failure. That offers hope to all us losers. I hate to be unsentimental and un-American as well, but after watching an awful lot of athletes win and lose over the years, I'm more inclined to believe that you learn more by winning. What wisdom did Rory McIlroy really gain by choking in the final round of the Masters? Will another golfer, Kevin Na, find his essence ultimately improved by shooting a 16 on a par 4 hole last week? Or perhaps an even more interesting question, did the poor Butler basketball team learn more from being embarrassed in this year's NCAA final, or was it more painful the year before, falling gallantly, but by a basket? Or isn't it possible that the greatest nobility really does lie with those who win? Unfortunately, this is too often explained by another dreadful cliche, that the winner wanted it more. I think that's usually bad psychology and bad journalism, both. Andy Murray, the Scottish tennis player, has made 3 Grand Slam finals and in them lost 9 straight sets. Does his desire have as much to do with getting to the finals as then collapsing in them? Murray was in the news the other day because in the tournament in Monte Carlo, his opponent, Gilles Simon, twisted an ankle but kept on playing. So the patrons booed Murray for using drop shots to make his handicapped opponent run more. I'm sorry, I find Simone more histrionic than sympathetic. While playing hurt is likewise trotted out as a sign of heroism, and yes, occasionally the wounded warrior does prevail, it's not so often as we want to believe. The most famously succinct epigram on the subject is a couplet from If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same. It's fashionable to quote this sentiment, especially since it appears above the player's entrance to center court at Wimbledon. But I always thought it was terribly precious to suggest that triumph and disaster, victory and defeat can somehow be confused. And fine as it may be to maintain your equilibrium, should you treat winning and losing the same, I doubt that any lesson is learned well.
The comments of Frank DeFord. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.